the man who called himself my father. Growing up, I was confused. My father would preach to me on what a man was supposed to be. A man is responsible for his family by providing for its needs and safeguarding its well-being. I wasn't confused by what he tried to teach me, but by the sharp contradiction between his teachings and his actions. Riding home from school, a typical father might question his son on how he's mastering his schoolwork and if any particular subject interests him. Instead of engaging me in conversation, my dad opted to take hits while driving. While I was a child, I was without goals or dreams due to my father's lack of interest in my success. Instead of dreaming what I wanted to be when I grew up, I dreamt of a life for my family devoid of my dad's addictions. Overwhelmed by my father's dysfunction and deprived of forces that would hold me to a higher standard, I would be forced to mold my own future, unaided, or fall victim to his lifestyle. Wanting more, I naturally began to push myself to a higher standard. Unlike my father, I desired to complete college, establish a career, and set a good example for others around me. However, I'm not only hindered by the absence of his help, but also by the presence of his overbearing attitude. When I first started making my own decisions, I was scolded. According to my father, since I'm younger than him, he is wiser. When I asked him how I would take care of myself upon becoming an adult, he responded, "I'm your father. You'll need to learn to take care of yourself. That's my job." I was never given an opportunity to progress or show my worth as a human being by resolving my own problems. If I didn't do things his way, they were wrong. In addition to imposing his methods as absolute truths, my father goes one step further in monopolizing control of my any and every situation. Though I used to relinquish control, more and more I rebel to retain it. Recently, I've realized the importance of freeing myself from the oppression my father has inflicted on me. I am assertive. I achieve what I set out to do. I expect more for myself than average. It is true that my father was the greatest negative influence in my life. Yet, amidst the adversity generated by my father, I have been able to endure and advance. If I were asked to describe my experience of my father with one word, I would call it paradoxical. Despite his innumerable shortcomings, my father has been the catalyst for all the positive changes in my attitude. Although I feel for the most part my life I have hated my father, I have equally felt the same feelings of love that I had as a small child, watching the ambulance from the front window.